Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Dope Black Chick Podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Spital, and I thank you for tuning in again for another episode with me to sit down and chillax with me and find out what's going on in my life and what I plan on sharing with you guys today. Well, today's episode is a serious topic. We'll be discussing mental health challenges related to the menstrual cycle, including PMS and PMDD, pre-menstrual cycle and post-menstrual. This is all coming from my personal non-expert perspective, but it is something that I have really been struggling with, highs and lows, and I know that I am not the only person going through this. So I really just wanted to talk about these issues and, you know, really get to the point. My goal is to normalize conversations like this and provide a sense of solidarity. That you don't have to, you know, be in a situation where you're pouring your heart out to a friend that you've known for, you know, forever, and just for them to say, yeah, me too. Like, why didn't you say something about this a long time ago? We could have just really been going through this together. But I just feel like, you guys know me, I don't feel like there should really be many things that we hide from the rest of the world. I try to be my authentic self as much as possible without oversharing, if that's possible, without oversharing, or just, you know, not for any, I'll just say I don't overshare for any specific like ulterior motive, but I definitely like to share to educate and help people, you know, understand my way in the world, like seriously, to help me make sense of my life experience. So with that, that is what we will be discussing today. And listen, this is an episode where I'm really going to be looking for you guys to join the conversation with me, to share with me. So of course we can't do it in real time, but I would love if you guys would send me any messages via email on our social channels, things like that. And I'll give you that information later in the show on how you can share your point of view or any questions you may have. Again, this is my personal non-expert perspective. So please do not hold me to the degree that you would hold a doctor. I still, you know, will always recommend that you do go see a doctor if you are dealing with any of the symptoms that I discuss here. You know, I am going to talk about the things that I do to cope. I am going to tell you about maybe some of the supplements and medicines that I'm taking to kind of that have helped me through this period. But again, this is not doctor advice. This is my personal non-expert advice. So with that, let's get started, guys. All right, so let's get started, right? Because we got a lot of ground to cover. First, let's talk about the impact of our cycles. You know, I don't have to educate you guys on how the menstrual cycle can affect mental health, right? We've all seen, I was just watching, this is so crazy, but I was just watching last week or week before last, I'm gonna get you, sucker. And I'm bringing that up because I gotta bring some hilarity to this topic. But you guys all know the episode when, I mean, not the episode, but the scene when she's leaving the cafe and he walks up on her, Damon Wayans walks up on her and he's like trying to kidnap her. And she's like, leave me alone. And then, you know, he keeps bothering her and she turns around and she's like, her eyes are looking like Michael Jackson in Thriller. And, you know, she's got fangs out and everything. She's like, I'm on my period. No, she says, I have cramps, right? So we all know that. And as hilarious as that is, it is really like the best symbolism I can give as to how we feel sometimes when in our cycle. But that's just one of those feelings. And really, that is a collaboration of multiple feelings all happening at the same time. But there are like hormonal changes that impact our mood, our well-being. I literally feel flushed. I feel like I have zero energy, irritability. The older I get, my irritability gets worse. Me being anemic, I'm super, super fatigued. And then not only that, but you also have the, and this is pre and post, and you also have like the ebb and the flow of your hormonal changes with the mood taking you so low sometimes that you can be in a super severe depressive situation. And I have experienced it all. And so, you know, I've really, really, really been dealing with this and really just trying to find solutions for myself. And I just thought, okay, guys, this month is dedicated to mental health aspects for Black women. And I just really think like this is a conversation that needs to be had, because I have this conversation, crazy enough, I have this conversation a lot with a friend of mine, sweet, amazing, holistic health content creator, Kyla Kanzader. I'll link her actually in the show notes so you guys can find her, but you should definitely try to follow. But she is an endometriosis advocate. And that's what she suffers from. And so she's really on top of, you know, all of the ups and downs of, you know, menstrual cycles. But also we have lots of conversations about how it affects our mental health. And when I tell you guys, and then I also have this conversation with my husband. And so he and I talk about it. Well, I'll just say I talk about it and he gives me the space to talk about it. Because, of course, he doesn't try to jump in and say, yeah, I understand. He doesn't say anything like that, but he does give me the space. Don't y'all just love him? He does give me the space to just vent. Babe, I am feeling horrible. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel like myself. And he'll just sit there and he'll take it in and he's like, I understand. I understand. I hear you, babe. I hear you. And, like, he tries to make everything as easy for me as he can. But he's very understanding. Anyway, so that was one of the reasons that I really wanted to have this conversation, because one of the things that I noticed is you must recognize the pattern of mood changes when it comes to your cycle. Everybody's is different. But I just really saw that at certain times of the month, and I think I've discussed this before in an older episode, but I know you guys, there's so many episodes there, you probably won't go back that far to check that episode, but there's an episode where I talk about, and I was coming at it from a business angle, but I was talking about how I stay productive. And one of the things I did is paid attention to my cycle, because I knew that, you know, pre-menstrual, you know, I have this like spark of energy, but I am irritable, right? And then headaches come on just before my period. And then during the week of my period, there's absolutely nothing I can do for you. I am out of energy. I'm in a brain fog, all of that stuff. So that's not there. So I began to track that. And so I would plan my business around those 2 weeks, like really trying to, okay, this is what I can do these weeks. And on that week before, this is what I can get done. Like I really push. So instead of trying to, you know, plan out my business for 4 weeks out of the month, I was planning my business for 3 weeks out of the month. And as I've gotten older, tracking, and I continue to track, as I've gotten older, I noticed this new thing, and this new thing is post-menstrual, right? So it's like after my cycle, I get this like boost of energy, and then it plummets. I feel as if I have zilch, zero energy whatsoever. I literally feel like, you know, your cell phone after you've been on it all day on TikTok. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. When you've been scrolling, that phone is like, I am out. I'm out. Charge me. And you just still ignore it and you keep scrolling and it just, that's how I feel post cycle. I mean, well, post period, right? And I, because it was a new discovery for me, I had never tracked post because I really honestly hadn't had many issues post, right? I started looking it up and I was like, okay, I have these like horrendous headaches and I'm feeling really, really sluggish and my brain fog is lasting longer. And I started looking it up and it's like, oh, that's post menstrual disorder. So I'm like, what? Like, dang. All my life we heard about PMS, but we did not know that we also had to deal with it after the fact. So now, instead of the 3 weeks that I thought I had good in the month, now you're telling me I literally have two. Like, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. So I have been really looking this thing up. And one of the things I noticed, which I will talk about some of my, in my personal coping strategies, but one of the things I noticed is that a lack of, because of the, you know, the hormones just jumping and shooting up and down, and trying to come back to normal, to the normal levels, yes, you will experience like extreme brain fog. And so sometimes I can't think of things. I can't remember things anymore. And that is so frustrating for me, a person who kind of prides myself on my memory and on the knowledge bank in my head. So I'm like, I know I can remember this, but I know it's there, but I just can't, I don't have access to it. And then along with that comes, you know, the feeling of you'll never be good enough because you only have 2 weeks out of the month and you're already behind, sis. Everybody else has 4 weeks and you only got two. Something's wrong with you. Maybe you're defective. These are the things you hear in your head that are telling you, like, you know, something's wrong. Something's wrong with you. And of course, because I am thankful that I'm very aware, I know that these things are not true, but imagine if, you know, you weren't on an awareness journey like I am, or if you weren't really, you know, that in line with yourself personally to be able to understand the difference or understand the difference between the voices and the mental health impact and then what is real. Right. So all of that just really shook me to my core. And I told my husband about it. And he's like, I've never heard of such a thing. And I was like, baby, it's real. And honestly, I hadn't heard of it either. I was at during January, we did like a vision board event, and there was a young lady there by the name of Sherry. I can't remember Sherry's last name, but she has a book called Let's Talk About the A Word, where she's talking about anxiety and mental health issues there associated with post-menopause, with menopause and things of that nature. So I'm like, dang, all this stuff is attributing to the way women feel about themselves and their mental health. And I just don't feel that there are enough people actually talking about it. It's kind of like, oh yeah, women are crazy. Like, you know, you've heard the jokes when we were growing up, you would hear the jokes of, yeah, that's why a woman can't be the president because she, you know, a certain time of month, she might press the button and blow up the whole world. Like, you know, we're making jokes about this, the fact that there is a severe mental health effect when it comes to our cycles. And instead of us trying to come up with ways to deal with that, we just kind of overlook it and make jokes of it and just say, hey, take some, you know, Tylenol or some Midol and get over it, you know? And it's so funny to me that they have this blue pill that's doing all kinds of stuff for men, and there is no effort into solving the mental health effects for women that happen month after month after month, you know, and there's no movement. There's no movement towards solving that. So I'm just going to share with you guys some of the things I've been doing to cope with it. And yeah, and we'll talk about that, right? So one of the very first things I do, mindfulness and meditation, guys. You guys know I am a huge practitioner of mindfulness. I am always in my head, sometimes for the good and sometimes for the bad, but I am always in my head trying to figure out, Kim, why did you do the things that you do? I never say what's wrong with me. I always say, why am I doing what I'm doing? Like, because I know that there's a root. If I'm irritated, why are you irritated? And I come back to it and I'm like, ooh, your hormones been like up and down this week or whatever. So being very mindful of yourself is extremely important, just to even become alert of mood swings and anxiety. So for me, my mindfulness techniques are definitely going to be meditation. I have on my YouTube channel, and I'll actually add that link, will be in the show notes as well. But I have a 6-minute and an 8-minute meditation that I do every morning just to get myself centered and kind of calm down the noise in my head. Like, we have so many things that we have going on. And that meditation practice really helps me calm down on a daily basis. So especially when I have moments of brain fog and moments of extreme anxiety, mindfulness plays a huge role there. The next thing I do, exercise and movement. I do not exercise, guys. I don't. Well, I'll tell you, I do, but it's not what most people would say is exercise. But I try to move my body in any way possible. The reason I say I don't exercise is because people will literally tell you, you see these commercials and you got folks jumping around while they're on their period. No, that's not me. That's the last thing I want to do, right? So what I do is I try to dance every morning for 15 minutes. It can be a two-step, but I will do a two-step. It's usually Earth, Wind, and Fire blaring in my headset, and I will do a two-step. Even if I'm sitting in my chair and it's just my feet moving, or just, you know, your body moving, you know how we cheer dance. But I will do that because I just try to keep myself moving as much as possible. The pain can be excruciating sometimes. So I just, you know, chalk that up to the game. And I realized, like, little girl, you're not going to walk 2 miles today, right? Don't put that on yourself. Because that was one of the things that was adding to my depression. I was depressed because I was like, well, how am I ever going to lose weight when I'm not getting up and I'm not moving and I'm not doing this, that? Like, you have to be real with yourself, and you have to give yourself grace and understand, like, girl, you are in pain. You are in severe pain. You are, you know, curled up in a ball pain. You're not going to be out there walking 2 miles. So give that one up. Okay. But what else can you do? What other kind of movement can you do to improve your mental health during challenging times of your cycle? So there are some things that I can do and there are some things that I can't, but I don't hold myself to it. Diet and nutrition. When it comes to diet and nutrition, I'm horrible. I'm absolutely horrible. Eat the cake anime. Like, I bet when you heard diet and nutrition, you probably thought, like, she's not going to say that. I eat the cake. When it comes to my cycle, I eat the cake. Like, I eat sweets and I eat salty things. Now, again, this is my non-expert personal opinion, right? And this is what I do. And it makes me feel good. I actually prepare when Ruby is showing up. I know Ruby's coming because she gives you a whole week's notice, right? So my PMS symptoms are followed closely with a trip to the grocery store, and I get her all her favorite things. But here's the caveat, guys. I actually listen to my body and whatever my body is saying it needs. And you'd be surprised, because sometimes my body's saying, girl, we want Cheetos, like something with a lot of cheese. But sometimes it will say, I want something light. And how about some lemons, or, you know, or it'll say like a bunch of cranberry juice or even beet smoothies, things like that. My body says that's what it wants. I start having these cravings. And so I go and I get those things that my body has said it wants and prepare for. Because for me, usually during my period, I don't eat much. I don't. I snack, but I don't eat much because it feels like I'm full all the time. So I don't like eat a whole meal. And my husband tries to make me eat, but I don't eat a whole meal usually. But like I said, there are certain foods such as beets that work really well with me during my cycle. I try to drink a lot of teas during that time. I try to cut back from coffee. Actually, I don't really have a taste for coffee during my cycle. Lemons for some reason. I really like lemon water, things like that. Smoothies. But I'm not, if you can listen to that list, it's not like a super healthy list or anything. I'm just telling you, I listen to my body and I go from that. Now, could I do better? I am sure that there is a much healthier way for me to behave or eat during that time. And usually, you know, I chime in, I'll talk to Kyla and she'll be like, hey girl, try this, have this week or something like that. But yeah, diet and nutrition, listen to your body, y'all. Listen, it's my personal observation of self. And I do know that, you know, greasy things definitely affect my mental health tremendously during that time. So I try to stay away from those types of foods. Then journaling and reflection, I do every day, and I definitely try to do it maybe multiple times during my cycle, because I track my symptoms, I track my emotions if they're up and down, because I don't want to say something crazy to my husband that I will regret once the period is over, right? So I try to sit there and think and, you know, really think out a situation. If I'm frustrated, if I'm angry, why are you angry, Kimberly? Like, what's really going on? You know that this is associated with this. And like, I really talk to myself through journaling and reflection so that I am even kiltered as much as possible during that time. And the final thing that I do is seek support. Like I told you guys at the start of the show, one of my main, people in this world, my friend Kyla, I can talk to her about, you know, what I'm going through during this time, and having her to talk to someone who does not mind talking about cycles, you know, someone who is an advocate for discussing it. I'm telling you guys, it is so important that you have someone in your corner. Family, friends, some kind of professional, my therapist, my husband, but just having a support system is crucial to making it through and understanding what's happening to you mentally during that time. We talk about what's happening physically, but we don't talk about what's happening mentally. And so having a good tribe behind you that get it, that understands, and is not going to be like, ooh, don't say that word. Don't say the P word. Don't say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be around people like that. You need to really, like, look, we are okay with our bodies. We are grown ass women. And we are going to be discussing how we feel, because I feel like pulling all my hair out. So we're going to have a real life conversation. If you don't have people in your team like that, I'm telling you, get you a new crew. And that just really kind of bleeds into the importance of, you know, why it's so vital to have these open discussions about menstrual health, and to talk about our mental well-being. I know that because of my friend Kyla, and let me share her website with you guys. It is pinkproverb.com. Pinkproverb.com. But because of my conversations with Kyla, I've really been able to connect with other holistic practitioners, Black female practitioners in the wellness space, to help me take care of my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit. And it's really just like a great community that I've opened myself up to. So, you know, if that's one takeaway from today's show, I would hope that you would start to share your experiences and strategies. How are you coping with people that you trust in your life? And, you know, also use the internet, use safe online communities. There are tons of them out there. You just have to seek them out. Like, one of the things I said to my mom was like, you never talked to us about this. Like, I have been experiencing this journey as a woman since I was 11 years old. And I say as a woman, because, you know, once a girl gets her period, that's it, right? It's with you for life. So I've been experiencing this, and since I was 11 years old, with no guidance, nobody, there was no, you know, woman that sat there and said, hey, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have, it's going to feel like this, or, you know, like, I didn't have anybody tell me. I had to learn from my sisters, and they were just 3 years older than me, like 3 and 6 years older than me. So they don't know how to articulate what's happening, you know, because I guarantee you they didn't have anybody to tell them along the way. And so it's just like, we have to share these experiences. We have to talk about things that we're doing to learn how to cope, because believe it or not, even though women show up every damn day, you know, they are struggling through that time too. And we're just figuring it out as we go. And, you know, to have a safe place where you can discuss it, I don't know a woman that wouldn't want that. Okay. So just a quick recap, guys, let's just talk about the things that I've discussed in this show. The personal nature of coping strategies, right? Just the importance of centering yourself, for one, being aware and cognizant of self, I think, is your number one tool to balance or make it through any issues that you have. So the awareness of knowing, like, okay, I just don't feel in balance with myself, or maybe I'm not just freaking out. I'm freaking out because my hormones are out of place, or maybe something else is causing me anxiety, or I feel depressed because of. Like, it's important that we know why we are doing the things we do, and not taking for granted all the things that play a role into making you feel that way, right? And then just remember, you're not alone in these experiences, and seeking help is a sign of strength. Do not feel like, oh, everybody else is doing it and they don't have a problem, so something must be wrong with me. Remember, I said I felt that way. But I had to realize very quickly, no, that's not it. Like, I need, when I felt like something was just out of pocket, especially with this last little part, this post, you know, menstrual syndrome thing, whatever it was, I was like, oh, dude, yeah, I know. Something is definitely wrong here. And it ain't me. So I just started talking about it. And that's why I'm here sharing with you guys. Like, so you're not alone in your experiences. And so always be ready, always be willing to seek help anytime you feel out of balance with yourself. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I really, really do. I appreciate you guys so much. And I hope that this episode really, you know, shines a light into what's going on, you know, in your menstrual cycle. Yeah. So in the next week's episode, we're going to continue our conversation around mental health, but we'll be discussing the importance of taking mental health days, because I do that too. And we will talk about that in the next episode, which, you know, this is bi-weekly. So in the next 2 weeks, you'll hear from me about that. I encourage you guys to engage with me, share your own coping strategies and experiences. You can do that with me via social media at The Dope Black Chick on Instagram, or you can shoot me an email, thedopeblackchick@gmail.com. Would love, love, love to hear from you guys and hear your points of view and all of those things. I invite you to subscribe for more episodes and tell a friend, leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Thank you again so, so very much. And thank you for, you know, sharing with me, engaging with me the way that you guys do. I'm happy that you're enjoying the Dope Black Chick podcast. And I just aim to continue to feed you more empowerment and insight from a Dope Black Chick's point of view. All right, guys, until next time, peace and blessings.